What's going on, everyone? It's your boy Droppin' Loot, aka Dr. Dreamy, aka Steve.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Bubba, aka Gizmo Duck, aka Juggernaut.
And we're here with Noobcast number 9. Basically, this Noobcast, we're just going to take it easy and go over what just happened at PAX. Because I just got back from PAX East. We were there, you know, as New Gamer Nation with the site. And it was just an awesome time. I mean, we had tons of fun. We got to see a lot of cool stuff. And I think we just want to go over, you know, I like to go over
right there, Steve, because you say that we were there. But I'm going to go blind because I was not there.
Well, me, Joe, Cop Top, and John were all there. It was good times, man.
Sure it was. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It was
I'm not a salty spice over
you're
here.
You're a bit salty, man. I see the salt shaker. It's just, you know, shaking the salt. A bit salty, man. No, it was good times, man. I mean, we had a lot of fun. We got to see some really cool stuff, meet some great people, and... it's just a blast, man. Every year, it's always something else. Well, I think I'm going to start with maybe my favorite franchise. And, you know, the thing I saw that maybe impressed me the most. I can't say it completely impressed me the most, but it was really, really well done. A little video demo that they did, Saints Row 4.
Yeah.
Game looks fucking amazing. So basically, you know, we start watching this video. We get to talk to the devs and stuff, and we go in, and, you know, they're like, okay, well, let's show you a little bit of what's new. So the demo starts, and basically, you know, he comes out wearing this, like, Apollo Creed outfit, the boss or whatever, comes out wearing this Apollo Creed outfit.
Are you talking about the actual presenter of the game or in-game?
No, in-game.
Oh,
in-game.
Damn.
This is like...
I was really hoping someone would just pop out and apologize.
Well, you know, next time we're there, I'm going to tell him that he should actually wear that outfit to give the demo. But, no, you know, in-game, the boss or you, the character, comes out in the Apollo Creed outfit. And they're like, yeah, you know what? He's now the president of the United States of America. So you are the president of the United States of America. And the first thing he does is he runs up and gives the perfect Stone Cold Stunner. I mean, it's amazing. He, like, slides under someone's legs, kicks him in the gut, and, like, delivers a stunner. And I was just like, I was sold. Like, at that point, I was like, take my money. Like, I don't even need to see any of this demo. You can turn it off right now, and you got my money. But, you know, they go on to show new weapons. They go on. So the new weapons, there's, like, an inflato gun where basically you shoot them with this ray, and, like, their head blows up. And then they literally, like explode. Kind of like a Dig Dug gun.
Okay.
And show the dubstep gun, which is
yeah,
awesome.
I saw this. What the fuck is a dubstep gun?
So the dubstep gun, like, he shoots this, like, ray, and it's like, boom, wicka, 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 and, like, everyone just starts dancing, and, like, I think you pretty much just dance yourself to death.
Just like Michael Jackson.
It becomes, like, yeah, just like Michael Jackson, only with dubstep, and, like, like, they do, like, the time slow up, and, like, everyone's, like, thrashing around.
Oh, that's
sweet. It's so fucking awesome. But, you know, then it goes on, and, like, the next crazy-ass thing that happens, and you know, they're telling us, they're like, look, the only other logical step here, because the game has just been taken to so many levels, is that he's now a superhero. So you're running around, you have superpowers. Like, you run like the Flash.
You're president of the United States, and you got superpowers.
You're president of the United States, and you got superpowers. So he's running around like the Flash. He does, like, you know, the Matrix, like the Neo jump?
Yeah, where
it's like, and, like, jumps up. Like, he does that jump, and then you can, like, fly around. I mean, it just looks, it's crazy.
Is it too outrageous?
I think... I think it is. You know, I was I made a little post about this, but Saints Row 2 was my favorite. Like, I actually Saints Row 3, I liked it. I really liked it. I had a lot of fun with it, but I feel like it keeps trying to step things up levels, and it gets almost too outrageous. And, like, Saints Row 3 was that turning point for me where I was like, it's too outrageous. Because, like, Saints Row 2 still took itself very seriously as a game. Like, you're still driving, you're upgrading the cars, you're doing all this cool stuff, but you were taking on three gangs. But then, like, every time it'd be like a cutscene or something, it would just be something absolutely ridiculous, and you were just like, oh shit, like, you didn't see it coming, because it's like a serious game. But then, like, three was just like, all right, we're not even going to try to be a serious game.
Oh,
we just
threw everything out the window.
We just threw it out the window. And I mean, it was still a fun game, but it just lost that, you know, the seriousness about it. Because the whole thing is you put yourself in the shoes of you are the main, you know, the boss or whatever. And in the first one, you know, you're, like, just coming up. And, you know, you got, like, your gang initiation or whatever, and you're just climbing through the ranks. So, like, that's pretty cool. You're like, all right, I'm climbing through the ranks. Then in the second one, you're, like, already kind of – you're established, and you're like, all right, I'm working on, you know, like, this. I'm going to take this city. This is my city. So you just, like, tear up the city, right? And then the third one is just like – they're like, all right, well, now that you've taken over the city. So, like, every game has stepped it up notches, but I feel like at the third it kind of got a little ridiculous. And in this fourth one, it definitely looks like it's ridiculously ridiculous. And – don't get me wrong. I think, like, everything that they showed looked awesome. Like, the superpowers actually looked like it was really easy to use. Like, you, instead of, like, driving, you'll just, like, super run around the city.
But don't you like the driving part? I did see
I do.
That.
Yeah, yeah. I love the driving part. I actually think the driving part was, you know, was the best part of the game. Because when you got Grand Theft Auto going to be, like, as serious as it is, it's fun to, like, jump into a game like Saints Row that doesn't take itself seriously. Because, like, the physics and stuff for the driving were never precise. There's just, like, you know, if you want to take, like, a 90-degree turn,
yeah,
you can just be like, and, like, you know, it was just, it was cool like that. Like, you know, in Grand Theft Auto 4, like, the driving got, like, so real. Like, it almost wasn't fun, you know? But in Saints Row,
like,
the driving.
Traffic. I hated driving in traffic. Yeah, yeah. It was so stupid. That's another reason why I couldn't do it. I can't judge all Grand Theft Autos from that, but
right.
Yeah, no, it no, sounds I like you're Vince McMahon, just like running around controlling shit. But yeah, you're like a president. You're a boss.
You're a president. You're the boss. You got superpowers. I mean, again, it looked really fun, so I'm excited about it. I'm gonna play it. I just, you know, what I said and put, like, I hope they don't lose sight of, in my opinion, what made him so great.
That was
being a sandbox game,
yeah,
being, you know, like an open world game, but not taking himself seriously like Grand Theft Auto did.
Now, do they say where it's going to be released on, or when, or anything
when
like that?
When it's going to be released? Yeah, it's coming real soon, actually. It's going to be in, like, June. I'm just making this day up. It's not June. It's going to be in, like, April. I don't know, man.
April something. It's going to be on, like, Wii U and all that good shit. Man, Wii U could use a title like this. Wii U needs titles like this.
Wii U could use a title like this. I'm not sure if it's going to be on Wii U, actually. I hate to say, but...
Did you just... Also, I might be a little bit late to the party on this one. I just found out 360 is being sold for $99. That's another ominous sign that we're going to see more stuff on 360. I don't think... Was Microsoft representing over at PAX East?
No, it wasn't Microsoft.
It's not really about them.
No, it's about the developers. No, actually, I'm sorry, just to cut you off real quick. It's coming out April 20th, dude. Next month, April 20th.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
That's cockamini.
It's fucking crazy. It is. Well, they said they, you know, in the interview, they said that they basically started a game 3 months before they were finished with Saints Row 3. Hmm. So, like, the game has been in development for more, you know, a long time, and I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
All right, sweet. So I've had my Saints Row 4 fill. Why don't you forecast what we will foreshadow in something before I forget what we're foredoing?
Well, you know, Saints Row 4
for real?
Was awesome. I don't know. The other cool thing, I mean, the best part for me was I got to meet Dave Brevik, which is basically the godfather and creator of Diablo games. He was there promoting Marvel Heroes.
Oh, cool.
You know, Marvel Heroes is basically a Diablo MMO that uses Marvel characters. I mean, it
now,
looks
is it kitty like the
phenomenal.
Is it kitty like the ones that came out for Wii and everything? No.
No, it's not geared towards kids. It looks like it's like real deal. You know, like
holy
teenagers
shit
or whatever, but like it's something I would play. I'll certainly get it.
Really?
And, you know, it's gonna be free to play.
Is what it looks like at all, or no?
No.
Did you see? Did you see?
Oh,
what
did
it
I
like?
See what it looks like?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, played the demo.
Oh,
I mean,
shit!
It looks great. It looks like It looks like a Diablo game, basically.
Yeah.
Like maybe what you would expect Diablo 3.
Top down perspective. So
like, yeah, yeah.
But with isometric Marvel view. Characters.
Marvel characters, exactly.
So are you going to play it, first off, it's going to be on PC?
It's going to be on PC.
So you're going to play a click and mouse, and like if you're Spider-Man, you're going to be able to jump around?
I mean, yeah, each character is going to have... Well, so the whole thing is basically you start the game out, you got like 5 characters,
yep.
And then you unlock characters as you go on.
Oh.
And you can switch between them at any time. And you have to, like, level them up separately. So it's like a, you know, MMO.
Okay, I remember playing, like, the X-Men, Age of Apocalypse. When those games came off for Xbox One, and then they kind of spun off, and they made Marvel Super Heroes. But that was them. That was Activision. Mm-hmm. This is the guy that created Diablo. This is different. So it's got to be a completely, like, deeper system. The other one was just, like, use your XP points to increase your power.
I mean, I think the system... Well, okay, so just to be, you know, frank about it, I think what really impresses me about
Frank
this,
West?
This game is the system is like Diablo, but is Diablo done in an MMO setting? So basically you're going to have all the same loot as Diablo, you're going to have all the same...
stores? Are they going to do the... Are you able to make shit and sell it?
You're going to be able to craft.
What?
Yeah, they have complete crafting.
Oh, sweet.
I'm
going to make web balls and sell
So
those.
There's going to be, like, chapters. So basically, you know, you're going to be able to go through your chapters, mm-hmm. and then you get to the end game. In the end game, you're going to be able to run through, and yeah, I mean, every time, you know, say you kill this boss, like, he'll drop this rare drop.
Okay.
You get that. It might have, like, random stats on it. I mean, it sounds awesome.
That was deep as shit.
Yeah, it's really deep. And, like, the cool thing is, like, the loot only drops for you. So, like, instead of, like, if you run this dungeon with, like, 5 people and the loot drops, it's not like, you know, your boy's going to be like, click, click, click. Oh, yeah. That's mine. That's my bitch. Too slow. You know, if the loot drops, it's all yours. And that's really, really cool.
So, you played it a little bit. You played the demo. Who'd you use?
I was Cyclops, like, probably just blasting the shit out of people.
Yeah.
I saw Storm. Storm's flying around.
It probably looks pretty as shit. I'm gonna look up some screenshots when we get out.
Yeah,
we get out of the podcast.
Oh, the game looks great. I mean, it looks good. Like,
any details
it's not
on the
like,
boss?
Any
details on like bosses or final boss, anything of that nature?
Dr. Doom, I believe. Like, I believe he's the main enemy in the game. I don't think
top tier.
I'm not sure if he's gonna be the final boss because you know how the game.
Yeah.
Like the MMOs come out and they're, you know, they'll get updated, so who knows. But
I'm assuming
like
some apocalypse will be up there, maybe like something crazy.
Well, the thing is, and the great thing is, it's free to play.
Oh, I need to change my pants.
Yeah, well, you need to get a PC that can actually handle this.
Yeah. Like it,
change
yeah.
your PC.
That's
but
true.
Yeah, no, it's free to play. I mean, it looks phenomenal. You know, they're gonna make money by obviously
microtransactions,
microtransactions. XP boosts, everything you would imagine they'll make money off of, but
probably characters too, because I bet you they'll probably have like a stock amount, like Captain America, Cyclops, Storm, but then you have to buy Thor, you have to buy Spider-Man.
Well, I can't be exact about this, but it did look like so what they were saying at PAX was that currently you can buy characters. So like if you want a character, because you pre-order the game, whatever. And if you want characters, you can, like, choose those characters now. And then when the game comes out, you'll have them. But they said once the game was released, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Really?
But that, I mean, like, I think they would bring that back.
Because
that's a big money maker. I can't see them.
This makes me
really
think the popularity. Isn't it interesting about the popularity of the DC Universe game? Because, you know, that's been free to play for a while now.
Yeah.
And with that game, it was a little bit different because. All right, there's one mode where you would actually use like Wonder Woman or Superman or Batman, but when you're actually, you know, doing all the missions and so forth, you were more creating your own superhero with your own tutelage of some guys. So you might have a little bit of like Green Lantern, a little bit of the Flash.
Mm-hmm.
This game seems like you're just using straight up superheroes. You're not making your own character.
Right, no.
Is there any details? Can he make...
Well, there's
can he make
be,
Super Steve?
There's going to be skill trees, and there's going to be stuff, but no. All the characters are predefined. So you're using Wolverine. You're using the Hulk. You're using Spider-Man. You're using Storm, Cyclops, everybody. I mean, there's so many characters in the game. But, you know, each character, they have their own skill sets. They have their own supers.
This sounds so dorkily awesome. I want to play this.
Dude, the game, it looks phenomenal. Dorkily, I mean, Diablo. Diablo 2, one of the greatest PC games ever made, obviously. It's like Diablo 2 with Marvel characters. And not only that, just like so many characters. So, you know, you'll be able to play your favorites. You'll be able to, you know, level up. And then, you know, if you get a little tired of it, which you will, then you switch to one of the other, you know, how many characters. I mean, there's so much shit to unlock. There's like some really cool skins. I mean, it just looks really good.
And so, as I'm a sucker for skins, to be honest with you, because I like playing Ultimate.
Yeah.
Mario's Kart 3. And like, you get, you know, like I love using Spider-Man. And so, the old comic books, they would actually have like the Ben Reilly costume, or Ben Reilly, however you pronounce it. But the Scarlet Spider, that's what the costume was. So this sounds dangerous. What else you got, Steve? Because that game sounds sweet.
Well, I just want to say one more thing on this. So
say it.
You know, when you're looking at the MMOs, you're looking at two things, in my opinion. As someone who's played a shit ton of MMOs, I got to say the important things are endgame and PvP. And when I was talking to Dave, he said, you know, PvP is definitely going to be there. And he said endgame is going to be extremely challenging. Like, they're going to have a little something for everyone. So if you want to play, just do your runs and, like, you know, have a little challenge, that's what it is. But if you want to do something that, you know, is going to test you and test everybody, they're going to have that too. So a little something for everyone, which is the way it should be. You don't want things to be too easy that you're not putting any thought into it and you're just clicking and, you know, you just fly through a dungeon. Like, there's going to be some challenges here. So.
All right.
That's really cool. I'm pretty excited about
it. I'm looking forward to this game taking you away from League of Legends. What else you got?
I think it will take me away from League of Legends, actually.
I'll believe when I see it.
Well, because I know you wanted to talk about this. You know, DuckTales is remade by Capcom, or published by Capcom, but DuckTales. I guess remade by Capcom. I don't really have much to say. I mean, I saw it looked good.
It's remastered.
I don't remember DuckTales in the first place.
What?
I remember the cartoon. I don't remember the game.
You don't remember the game?
No.
Oh, that was like a childhood memory of mine. That was like one of the, I don't know.
My memory is pretty bad. But
that's like one of those like old school like 8-bit like favorite games. Like there's a handful of games that were just awesome to play that everyone loved. There was like Teenage Mutant Turtles 2.
I remember that.
Everyone loves Super Mario Brothers 3.
I remember that.
And DuckTales is completely on there. That. Like DuckTales on there. Like, I remember Rescue Rangers.
Chip-chip-chip-chip-bandos. I mean, I remember the show. I don't remember the game.
Oh, okay, well.
And they didn't say chip-chip-bandos. Like, not on 8-bit.
No, they didn't. But the DuckTales was awesome. And when you look back at it, you're like, wow. Because you like Mega Man. Yeah. And, like, they had, like...
Mega Man, I remember that.
And, actually, you go back and play the old DuckTales, it reminds you of some Mega Man stuff to it. I mean, the level design, the way... Just, it was all set up. It was so awesome. Well, I'll play it
tonight. I will play DuckTales just to remind myself of what I was missing. But I don't remember it, man.
No? Oh, man.
I have no recollection
Fond memories. Fond.
But what I will say is, apparently, the DuckTales... A remake, you could swibber out a buddy bit as Big Scrooge, man. That's all.
But don't you do that? You do that on a day-to-day basis, Steve. That's nothing for you.
Look, me swimming around a money bin. Every time I drop loot, I'm swimming around a money bin, man. Now the game, it looked good. It looked good. Like, I'd pick it up, obviously, because I was a fan of the cartoon. I can't remember the game, dude.
No.
Maybe I never played it. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be one of those games that maybe just
you know, back in the day, for the, you know, the people listening that might not remember or were around, then back in the day on Nintendo, you know, you only had certain games you could play. Rentals were like through the roof, and they didn't really.
Oh, DuckTales is one of those rental games that always had the case and not the actual game behind it. It was always gone.
And then, like, you know, not even everywhere rented back then, because like renting just started coming around, like Super Nintendo or whatever. Like,
I used to rent games over like the supermarket. This is before Blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly. So, what we used to do back in like camp or elementary school is you would just straight up. Like, trade games. So, like, you could come in with your Contra and get, like, some, like, you know, I don't even know.
If you had Contra, you could switch up, like, for Battletoads.
Yeah. Which, but normally it wasn't a smart, it wasn't that smart of a trade because you didn't know what the fuck was going on. I believe I traded Contra or something for like Tiger Helly, like just a terrible.
No.
Like looking back on it, it was a bad trade. But you know, as a kid, I mean, all you have is Nintendo Power. The internet wasn't around back then,
no.
So you know, you didn't know. You didn't know this game was gonna be the legendary.
Oh, this
game
is even before the days
ago.
Of demo discs. You just had no idea.
And then there was the asshole that would, like, steal all the games because that'd just be in your backpack. And I don't know, whatever. It was some terrible shit. But, like, all I know is maybe I never got to play DuckTales.
Well, but it's a damn shame, but, you know, relive your childhood now.
I'll check it out now, yeah.
It's
I'll definitely,
awesome.
I will most certainly get the HD remix, and I'll probably even play it again before that.
Super Street Fighter DuckTales.
Well, speaking of HD remix, man, you know what we got to see? And
yeah.
I was pretty impressed with
what
was Kingdom Hearts HD remix.
Ooh.
Looked good. It
yeah.
looked really good. I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of people waiting for Kingdom Hearts 3. Slightly salty, maybe even a little butthurt that it's been 10 years. 10 fucking
years.
Has
it really been 10 years?
It's been 10 years since Kingdom Hearts 2, and they haven't made
That's
Kingdom Hearts
overdue.
3. It's way overdue. Well, you know, it's funny. I was talking to our boy Cop Top about it, and basically, and we were even saying this to Square Enix, like the representatives there. It's like, you know, this game is basically guaranteed to make money.
Yep.
What's the holdup? Like, what's the holdup? Like, if Kingdom Hearts 3 is released tomorrow, 2 years ago, in 5 years, it's going to make a shit ton of money.
There's certain
so
things.
So why are they?
Kingdom Hearts, they do another one of those, and they ever remaster Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
These things, like these two. There's always talk, every once in a while, it seems like Square does good, and then it's like, oh no, Square is in the red zone, and then it goes back out again.
Mm-hmm.
I think they keep these two in their back pocket, just for a rainy day. They just, it's that little...
Maybe. I definitely, actually,
it's
we
the
were,
jar
we
in the refrigerator
just
full
that.
Of quarters. They're just waiting.
We were talking about that this weekend. My personal opinion is, I believe Final Fantasy VII will be remade when people start losing a little faith in the Final Fantasy franchise.
Yeah.
When, like, the sales aren't doing so good and, like, people are finally getting... I won't say finally. When people are getting tired of Final Fantasy, which is already kind of happening, but when it happens on, like, a large scale, they're going to be like, bam, 7 remake, and
yep.
everyone's going to, like, re-fall in love with it. But Kingdom Hearts 3, yeah, it doesn't make much sense to me, but with that said, maybe this HD remix is going to
Well, it's
build
a 1.5 as well, so it's gonna be
yeah.
like a...
It's 1.5 and... I don't believe 2, but the other... There's 3 games in it. 1.5, and I don't think it's 2, but...
So what's it going to be out on?
PS3.
PS3? Fucking assholes.
It looks so good, though. So, you know, we were going through the stage with the Ursula fight, and, like, you know, when he's, like, under the sea. Oh, it looks so good, man. And the graphics, like, really were well done. Like,
damn.
A good HD
remake. Was it hand-on demo, or was it just a video?
Well, they were playing it, but we couldn't actually play. But
I
we
gotcha.
Were, you know, we were watching them play. So
yeah.
maybe they knew where the bugs were and they were just steering away from it. I don't know. I, you know, that could
don't
be the case.
Don't fight Sephiroth yet.
Yeah, but it looked really good.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So
that sounds awesome.
We got another big thing. We got to see all of Ubisoft's shit.
Ubisoft. I heard they leaked some PS4 prices too.
Oh, that's what they say, man. That's what they say.
You know what? And just to go on that real quick. See,
Please
you know,
do.
There's always, like, the sky's going to fall and this and that. It looks like the PS4 will be releasing games, like everyone else, at 60 Dara. So it will be just fine. But, man, I can tell you, just without looking at the itinerary, Ubisoft grabbed my eye for a couple things. Even at watching the PS4 video, or the PS4 introduction to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Dogs. I cannot wait to play that game. It looks so sweet. And like I said, I'm not really big on Grand Theft Auto, but it looks like a mix of GTA with Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
And they had another video for another trailer come out. And I know Ubisoft has way more than just that. Steve, enlighten us. At least
well,
enlighten
actually,
me.
Could I just say this? And I don't want to break anyone's heart or whatever.
Sure.
I was pretty hype about Watch Dogs when the PS4 demo, tech demo, whatever, their release,
yep.
stream, presentation, whatever was going on. I think that's my number 3 right now on my list of games I'd buy from Ubisoft. So with Ubisoft,
wait, also, that's the number three from Ubisoft.
That's the third. Yeah.
Wow.
If I had
there's
a
two
rank,
titles made by
two
that
titles I would buy from Ubisoft before Watch Dogs right now.
Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Well, first the first title is Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Oh,
looked so fucking good, dude.
Okay.
Holy shit! And like, I'm not even I haven't been a big Splinter Cell fan.
I've only played Conviction because I didn't like. I tried playing the first one a little bit. I didn't get into it. And then I played Conviction. I fucking loved it.
Well, I'll just say that a lot of friends have told me that Splinter Cell is maybe one of the best current franchises from Conviction on, and that
Pino
game
loves
is just amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, man, Blacklist looked so good, dude. So that's number one. That
really?
Game looked great.
Well, you know, we'll see what Sam Fish does.
And
Sam
actually,
Fish.
I met my.
Who'd you meet, Steve?
I might have met my future wife, man.
Damn,
Axis, man. You know, just showing off the Splinter Cell Blacklist, man.
Yeah,
you know,
were you showing off the guns? Like, hey,
I saw those guns. You know, I saw that.
Okay, I see your guns, girl. I raise you.
Mm-hmm.
I raise you two bazookas.
But no, it looked really good, man. It looked very fluent. The graphics were amazing. Just the whole.
Did she influence your list?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And let me say this: Black Flag. I know you've been talking. I've been talking. We've all been talking a little shit about Assassin's Creed. Black Flag looks. I think it looks amazing.
Really?
So basically, what we get to see from Black Flag is it's a game that's very heavily sea based now, based on ship fighting because you're a pirate.
Yeah.
And so what there is like you're the captain of your ship. You get to fight other ships like in the sea. You have random encounters with like terrible weather and you lose crew. You could like obviously when you're fighting another ship, you start like firing like your cannons at them and you could pull up next to them and like board their ship and like then you fight. I mean, it just looks like so. I can't even tell you how good it looked, man. There's underwater swimming and stuff, so you can go underwater. Like the world is not just, you know, the static over water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can like swim underwater. You can loot treasure. Dude, honestly, to me, it looked like the best pirate game I've seen.
Better than Monkey Island?
Well, I mean, the best today.
All right, fair enough.
It looked really good. Like, if you want to be like a pirate, this game looked like it really, really captured that essence very well.
Well, I can't really call the franchise a butt pirate anymore because it, I was not excited about the move, but I get it. I'll give it a chance because they actually had, you weren't actually at sea at times, but you would climb some boats in Assassin's Creed, you know, and two and so forth. So like, all right.
Yeah, but you weren't like pulling up next and then like boarding an enemy boat. I mean, it looked really, really good.
So then that's when Watch Dogs comes in. And then Watch Dogs.
And then Watch Dogs would be.
And then I guess Rayman or Rabbids.
Well, look, Watch Dogs looks like the graphics are great.
Yeah,
obviously the game looks phenomenal. It looks a little confusing to me, like exactly what you do in it. And just like what, it looks slightly confusing.
I just hope if it's going to be more sandboxish, I just hope it's going to be fast paced. Because if it's something like, I get it, GTA, there's like little intricate things you have to do. But if it's like Arkham City, you know, or something like Batman like, where you just kind of, I don't know, you can kind of get wrapped into things, you kind of can quickly jump into it and get immersed. That's what I'm hoping for. That's all I want, Steve. Just something fun.
Yeah.
Something fun.
No,
so I completely forgot about Sam Fisher. All right, what else you got going on, Steve?
Last of Us. We did get to play The Last of Us demo.
Oh, I know they delayed it, but they've had that. I think the tech demo came out a while ago. But the game looks sweet, and I didn't really see too much of the gameplay before. I saw I snuck some video and kind of saw some of it. It looks awesome. The atmosphere looks great. It's funny because like the hero looks like Dennis Quaid, and the girl looks like Ellen Page, and you know, these look like they're semi-familiar faces, but the story just seems really intriguing. It's not quite zombies. It's almost like Resident Evil 5 zombies, where they're not really the dead, well, but they could be infected.
Yeah, there's different levels of the infection, and like, you know, based on the level that they're infected, the zombies do different things. So like maybe this zombie is like super infected and he can't see you, so you could be like right in front of him, but like if he can't hear you, he's not gonna come for you. But then there's like the zombies that are just kind of infected, and like they're going fucking crazy, and they're gonna like, you know, go ham and like run after you like super fast and be, you know, complete bitches. And then I don't know, man, like it's really, 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 really cool.
Did you get your hands on this one, or was it just watching?
This I saw. I mean, everyone, you know, Joe, Matt, John played, but you know, I just saw.
What was their impression?
Oh, everybody loved it. I mean, it's you know, I mean, I was, you know, right there. I mean, I did not play it, but I soaked in all the atmosphere and saw the frustration, and you know, the game looked great, and it was challenging. Let me say this: it was you know, I don't think it's just that demo setup, but the game had a good challenge.
I hope challenge comes back, because I was seeing, watching my boy play Walking Dead, and he was getting all pissed off because the game was hard. Boo hoo! You know, challenge games. Sometimes, you know, it's game design. Maybe the game is not well made, but sometimes the game is meant to be challenging. Mm-hmm. I like a game that's supposed to be challenging.
I agree.
And so I'm looking for, because we play like horror games like Dead Space and so forth. Mm-hmm. You want to have a little bit of a challenge, because if you're playing like a dark horror game, but it's you breeze through it, what's the scarability? You got to make it a little difficult. Like when you're watching a slasher flick, it's got to have that certain sense of doom and danger and ominous feel to it for you to really get immersed. So when you're playing something like this, it's got to have some challenge.
I agree. Well, it's not. It loses, like you said, the atmosphere of the game. I mean, it loses that scare if, you know, there's no fear if you die. I mean, if you could just run through everything and, like, slash everything and win every encounter.
You know, then, like, when you're playing, like, old games, remember, like, God Mode and Doom?
Yes.
Yeah, when you actually, you would think it'd be so cool to have God Mode, but wouldn't you?
It wasn't even fun.
Yeah, no, it took the fun out of everything.
Yeah.
You gotta have that intense fear of like, I'm gonna die if I, you know, if I don't approach this enemy the right way. Mm-hmm. You know, that one enemy, the one, what is it, when you're semi-infected or you're fully infected? The one that you doesn't see you but it can hear you?
I believe that's fully infected.
That's creepy as crap. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the semi-infected can still see, they could run, they could do, well, I guess, you know, the fully infected can run too, but there's just all kinds of different levels of infection.
Who is it? Who does really that game cool. again? I forget, off the top of my head.
Last of Us?
Yeah.
Who has what?
Is it not? Is it Eidos, or who is it again?
I don't know.
It's jumping off the top of my brains.
I'm not sure.
It's not Square. Oh, Dead Island. I'm Square. Oh, that MOGA looks so cool. I forgot about MOGA. I saw that Samsung has a Galaxy Pad. They're going to do something cool with that. Great. It looks like a mix between an Xbox controller and a 3DS. But that MOGA, that controller looks awesome.
Yeah, MOGA's, you know, I haven't used it yet, but we got to check it out. I mean, it looked really great. It's basically just a Bluetooth controller for your cell phone. They're releasing some games that look real good or using the Unreal Engine.
Yeah.
They basically had the demo there was, it was like a horde mode for some Gears of War-esque zombie game, and it just, it looked, you know, they were playing it on probably a 40-inch LCD, and it looked better than, you know, PS2, I'd say.
Okay.
It looked really good.
Yeah, technology's gone crazy far. Yeah.
I was just streaming from a tablet.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool. It was, what, $50?
The controllers are $50, yeah, MOGA. I mean, it looked... looked really good. I got one. I don't know. They were giving them out for free at PAX.
So. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing a review of it. So, do you have it now, or are they sending it to you?
I have it now. Yeah.
Man, I can't wait to see a product review by somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to do that. We'll definitely do that. But yeah, I mean, you know, there was so much to see at PAX, man. I mean,
any favorite moments?
My favorite moment, my favorite moment was, yeah, definitely meeting Dave Brevik, man. I mean, that guy's like an OG in the PC gaming community, and it's just, it's an honor. Like, I didn't even think he'd be there, you know? I mean, like, you think, you know, when you get to this, you're going to talk to PR or whatever about the game. Not that there's anything wrong with PR.
That's awesome. It's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. But that's what you kind of think. I didn't know, you know, he's a Gazillion Entertainment. He's the current, you know, president and CEO of that. And, you know, I got to meet him. So
what about the least? You're teasing with that. The least favorite thing.
The least favorite thing about it? Well,
no, yeah, you were about to say something.
No. There wasn't a least favorite thing. I mean, just going to PAX in and of itself, man, it's so awesome. There's no least favorite. Just meeting, you know, other cool gamers, you know, going around seeing everything. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the community, the video game community is really just such a good community, man.
Yeah.
And there's no other community I would be as proud to call myself a part of as I would the video game community.
How many Dunkin' Donuts stops did you make?
Not many. Two, maybe.
Not many. Two. How long were you there for? Like 2 days?
No, there for probably 3-4 days.
3-4 days?
I mean, Dunkin' Donuts is like all over the place, so... Actually, I mean, it might have only been one.
Really?
And that was in the airport.
I'm actually a little disappointed. I should have made it over under. I would have said over two.
You know, I don't really eat carbs anymore, so I can't say. I did go to the Whiskey Priest, though. Which is pretty awesome. And we walked to the Cheers bar, which was pretty cool.
You mean like the actual Cheers show? Bar?
They
Was it downstairs? Did you have to actually walk downstairs?
No, it wasn't. Well,
because in the show you had to go downstairs. It was like a bottom pub, to like, and there's like a I would imagine like a top restaurant.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Did they have anyone dressed up like Sam Malone?
They did not have anybody. And nobody.
Knew Woody, Coach, no.
Nobody knew my name. It was a little disappointing.
Well, things when you do the podcast, you don't see your face.
Well, you know, there's some videos on New Gamer Nation or our YouTube at New Gamer Nation. So check them out, man. You'll see me.
Some of the interviews, man, with Joe. And Cop Top was on there, too. You were in a couple.
I think we all did some great interviews.
Yeah?
So, yeah. I'm excited about it. Check it out. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, as we're closing this up, there's all kinds of PAX coverage on the site. So, you know, check out New Gamer Nation, New Gamer Nation YouTube, New Gamer Nation's Facebook, New Gamer Nation Twitter. But really, there's a lot of stuff. Like, right now, all the stuff is, you know, if you go to our site and click the PAX coverage, you'll see, you know, all our stuff in PAX. I mean, we got a lot. There's a lot up there.
That's
a lot
awesome.
Of good stuff.
Yeah, I was loving it. I know I couldn't be there, but at least I felt like I could embody some of that. And be able to appreciate it from a distance.
Yeah, well, you get to see. I mean, there's a lot of good news going on, and hopefully next year.
Hey, my daughter only turns 2 one time, so. Mm-hmm.
Was that during PAX?
Okay. It was during PAX.
No, yeah. She only turned three during next PAX.
East.
And 4 during the PAX.
Hey, my birthday is PAX West.
You can celebrate that.
I'll celebrate in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Who knows? They might even have a Sonics franchise by then. Not the food. I'm talking about the team.
Right. The team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Allen. we should. You know, we were talking. Like, we're gonna definitely try to get to PAX. PAX Prime too. So, it's a lot of fun and it's a great event to go. So cool. I can't see us not trying to get over there.
Oh, we have to make it there.
You know what, man? Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Yeah.
All we need is like a tunnel and like shiny suits, and we are fucking set.
All
right, man. I guess that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's what we got. So thank you all for joining us for this new cast number 9. This is your boy, Dropping Loot, a.k.a. Dr. Dreamy. a.k.a. Steve.
That's your boy, me. Juggernaut.
Yep. You all take it easy.
Peace.